Do you know someone who's having a birthday this month? Don't let the date sneak up and catch you unprepared. Have ProFlower send beautiful birthday flowers. They make flower deliveries easy and affordable. And get this incredible radio special. Yours right now. 100 stunning birthday blooms plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Play it smart. Go online to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code FAST. Why overpay at a florist when you can get huge savings on one full 100 stunning birthday blooms for just $19.99 at ProFlowers. They'll even throw in a free vase. With a deal like this, you can take care of all the important people in your life and schedule that special birthday delivery weeks in advance. But hurry, this $19.99 birthday deal won't last forever. And the only way to get it is to go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code FAST. One more time, write it down. ProFlowers.com. Secret code FAST. Got it? ProFlowers.com. Secret code FAST.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sirens, you know the drill. This is your host, Will Coy. Welcome to the Aftermath Show, everything dedicated to the post-apocalyptic genre. We have a lot here to talk about here today. Apologize if some of the listeners that were listening to the normal hour live at 3:30 had a lot of business here to do today, and I just couldn't get away until later on this afternoon, so I had to reschedule for 5:30 this afternoon here on the East Coast. Well, anyhow, we have a lot of news going on in the post-apocalyptic genre, a lot of things going on. I wanted to talk about, there's talk here about a TV show spinoff for the upcoming 2012 movie, which will be premiering this Friday, November 13th. And also I want to talk about the latest episode that I just put up for YouTube. It's episode 3 of The Survivors, episode's name is called Gone Away, and we'll talk about a little bit more, but also I wanted to kind of go into a little bit of news that's been out there, that's been going on, and one piece of news that I wanted to start off with is says here that Len Wiseman, to direct apocalyptic thriller, picked based on the end of the world brought by Fox. Now, there's a article this week, actually this was just put out here this past Monday. The Hollywood Reporter, and let's see, the story of the article says here, Fox is feeling apocalyptic. The studios bought an untitled pitch about the end of the world from Jeremy Passmore and Andre Fabrizio, with the pair also writing a draft of the script, Live Free or Die Hard. Director Len Wiseman is in the talks to direct and produce the project. It's based on an original idea about a group of people who survive the end of the world and the mystery surrounding how they got to that position. The studio is seeking writers for the project. It says here the ICM rep Wiseman is best known for directing the 2007 Die Hard sequel for Fox. He's attached to the underwater military actioneer called Atlantis Rising and the futuristic war pick Shrapnel, but does not have a go picture. So he's slated to do all these pictures right now, but doesn't seem like it's really, he's not in active production right now, any one of these pictures. So he also directed several picks in the Underworld franchise. Let's see here. It says here the Paradium and Aperture rep Passmore and Fabrizio pinned MGM's Red Dawn reboot and also are on board to write horror title The Prince. So they're going to be involved in the Passmore and Fabrizio in the upcoming new Red Dawn remake. Last part of the article says the apocalypse and all that follows is going through one of its semi-regular renaissances in Hollywood, with Sony set to release the Roland Emmerich End of Days pick 2012 on Friday. Now, this is kind of very brief article on here. I understand because I believe over at Quiet Earth, that's at www.quietearth.us. Lynn, why the name of the actual project is called Nocturne, Nocturne, and or Nocturne. I'm sorry, I should bring that up here real quick in front of me so I can look at that. Just one moment, but it would be the next sci-fi film slated seems to be getting a go. You know, obviously we got the Book of Eli coming out in January. We just heard the news that Mad Max 4 with Charlize Theron is on board with that. That's going to begin next August, filming in Australia, and that's Mad Max 4 for the Fury Road. And so this will be the next project, it seems, at least that we've heard that may get a go here. And just to read here, what this is what Agent Orange wrote at Quiet Earth. Said here, Lynn Wiseman is currently looking for writers to hash out an untitled post-apocalyptic pitch called Nocturne. To confuse matters even further, the industry trade paper says that Lynn Wiseman directed Underworld: Rise of the Lycans, which he didn't. Come on, you guys are just getting lazy now. Anyhow, word is the project is based on an original idea about a group of people who survived the end of the world and a mystery surrounding how they got to that position. Well, you know, this is obviously a lot of just kind of talking, you know, this right now. So, but it's, you know, it would be a pretty interesting to see something, you know, else in the future here, and that's just something really just to kind of look out for. So looks like we may have another post-apocalyptic film in the works. Some other news out there. Let's see. There's also another interesting little article here. Now, some of these articles I've got, I just posted on the Blogspot page. So you can get that at www.theaftermathshow.blogspot.com. I know it's long, but and there's a link right there at the Blog Talk Radio webpage, so you can go directly there anyhow. And every other day I'm just gathering news that's coming off the internet because there's so much information, some stuff. And that's one thing I was thinking about earlier today was, since 2004, 2006, there's been a lot of post-apocalyptic, obviously shows and movies and such projects, but not really, I can't remember as many projects that are either in the works right now or coming out that I've seen in a long time. So, for a post-apocalyptic fiction fan like myself and you guys, this is obviously great news for us to get more projects out there. To see what the next great film or what may work out there and what might not. Obviously, the genre itself is pretty dynamic. There's so many different facets, different ways you can go in there, go with it, and so it'll be quite interesting just to see what comes out. Just you may want to check that out. There's another post-apocalyptic movie. This is out of Germany called Carriers. And I don't know, a lot about it, but let me just read the article here. This is from the thehorrorsquad.com. And it says here, recently it was reported that the DV cell dated the criminally underappreciated post-apocalyptic thriller Carriers would not be concurrent with its rental date, instead becoming available for purchase up 6 weeks later. This naturally has a lot of people upset, but some good news lies on the horizon for the true fans, especially those living in the good old Deutschland. According to post-apocalyptic aficionados, Quiet Earth, a 3-disc limited edition DVD box set of the film, will be made available in Germany on February 26th. For those not living overseas, it should be available online and comes in both English and German with subtitles. Though one can imagine it would come with a hefty price as well, it is worth it. Well, short answer, long answer, hell yes. According to Quiet Earth, the set features a 215-minute documentary called Epidemics of the 21st Century, as well as regular cast interviews, featurettes, and B-roll goodies. Not content with just giving you mood goodness, the set also comes with what is apparently being called an epidemic survival kit, which includes gloves and a face mask. And those who have seen the film know word if a bottle of bleach will be included as well. My research was unable to come up with any other information concerning this release, but Quiet Earth states it should be available for pre-orders in February. So this is actually, you know, it's interesting. I had read this earlier, but this is actually the Horror Squad here. And who wrote this is Brad McHargue. Basically, I got the information over at the Quiet Earth website. But it's pretty interesting, this little box set they're going to put for this little post-apocalyptic thriller called Carriers. And they've got a short over there, Quiet Earth, also. And it just kind of shows the little bit you see is kind of a pretty desolate, kind of, you know, some of the cities are just pretty desolate, barren, with some what appears to be some very either sick people or folks that are being. There's one scene where this is like some people are being kept in a room and they're being fed. And while I don't know, you know, you can just draw conclusions if you watch. You can just go over there and watch that trailer, and you can draw your own conclusions on what you're seeing there. And that's at www.quietearth.us. And that's about the Carriers, and that's from Germany. And this is probably your only chance you probably get a shot at seeing this once this box set comes out. So definitely want to check that out. Let's see here. That about does it as far as some of the news that's on there. There are some little tidbits you'll find over at the at Blogspot at the Aftermath Show. So definitely check out some of the news over there. The main thing I want to talk about really is the news about 2013, and you know there's a lot of talk. Well, I won't just say a lot of talk. It's reported that Roland Emmerich, who's directing 2012, is already in talks with ABC News, the network, about getting this TV show and making it, you know, reality. Getting it done. And my first reaction when I heard the news the other day was, you know, felt really, you know, yeah, you know, that's that looks pretty awesome. That'll be, you know, while they get onto network television. But I was reading some of the other posts and comments on some of the websites after the news was broke. And, you know, obviously there's this apprehension, you know, from people that, you know, it sounds like good news, but, you know, you're going to get it on network television. You know, it's almost like rolling the dice. Obviously, if you're a Jericho fan, you know, that was just, you know, a post-apocalyptic TV show on CBS. With a little bit limited more, well, it's definitely post-apocalyptic, but as far as, you know, having, you know, several cities destroyed by nuclear explosion, and it followed, you know, this town in Kansas, and the survivors there, and Jericho was, it was very interesting. I thought a lot of people had a very strong following from its fans. Granted, the ratings, I think, initially when it came out were really, really good, and from what I understand, excuse me, although they did dip, they stayed pretty steady, and then CBS basically pulled the plug on it, and then there was a big campaign, the Nuts campaign, to try to get it back on. Eventually, CBS decided to bring out 9 more episodes. But you know, that kind of brings you to, you know, well, if you know the post-apocalyptic genre itself, here in America, there really hasn't been a thorough or as far as a fan of the post-apocalyptic genre to actually, you know, lay claim to, or kind of, you know, have something that here's something in the genre that had its own series for a couple of years. Now, I know there's Jeremiah, there was on Showtime, and I understand that, and that's, I think that's just a little bit different because, you know, as far as on the network television, it's usually, I mean, there's only, you know, it's either a cop show, and you know, attorney's office, a hospital, medical facility, you know, the nurse, you know, there's always that kind of element, that at least that's what survives mostly, except for some, you know, the reality shows. And comedies that are on our regular, you know, primetime network channels. And the post-apocalyptic, as far as, you know, making a TV show. You know, I talked about this a couple of months ago about Gene Roddenberry in the 70s. After Star Trek, he spun off Planet Earth and, oh, my goodness, it was Planet Earth, and there were two other shows that were basically set further in the future. Some with the man, you know, basically in spinning animation and woken up, you know, hundreds of years later. And, you know, the you know, nuclear war had already, you know, occurred when he first went to sleep and when he woke up. And the world, it definitely changed. And I mean, John Roddenberry took a more, you know, science-type approach, you know, science fiction approach with the post-apocalyptic genre in those attempts. But none of them, although they got pilot movies, they never followed through. Usually the networks, you know, just didn't move forward after the pilots. We had Logan's Run, which I did a show on here not too long ago. It lasted about a season. That was again more, you know, science fiction with the post-apocalyptic genre. Now, I think what's different, you know, is that when you look at the post-apocalyptic genre, okay, yes, I mean, back in mostly the 60s, 70s, 80s, you know, it was always, you know, nuclear war or something, you know, it was usually, you know, the backbone for the apocalyptic, you know, whatever aftermath that followed would usually probably be this radiated world and da-da-da-da, et cetera. You know, now that we kind of things have turned a little bit, the night is a little bit, you know, as far as the 2012. This is, you know, obviously, you know, based on the Mayan calendar, the prediction of doomsday, the crust shifting, and then the dust causing all this massive, you know, massive earthquakes and ocean displacement, water tsunamis, massive tsunamis, and the such. And so, you know, the post-apocalyptic genre itself is somewhat evolving, it seems like, as decades go by, because as people, you know, there's, you know, the global warming side of it, we've seen some of that. But I guess what I'm getting to is basically with the change of that, also, you know, I think a network show probably it could work. You know, obviously, if it didn't, you know, just rely heavily on what happened to the apocalypse. You know, actually, what we know about this is, you know, what 2013, that's the name of it, would be based upon what happened afterwards. And I guess if, you know, if they put in a lot of elements of somewhat like Lost with some kind of mystery element, you know, good characters, you know, I think, you know, the first episode, the pilot of Lost, I mean, when, you know, the character like Jack, I mean, when, you know, when screaming out, my name is Jack, you know, those little things, and also the mystery monster, those little things. I know there's not going to be anything like that in, perhaps, a 2013. But if you can, you know, we see this on ABC at least as far as Lost and as far as shows like Fast Forward, where, you know, you could take a bigger picture, you know, mystery or element, and, you know, if you put it in the right environment, the right canvas, you know, I think it could succeed. And I think in a post-apocalyptic 2012, 2013, you know, a natural disaster type, you know, aftermath show with really good characters, you know, now I said this on a post, not like a Waterworld type show where, you know, just a basic ocean canvas behind, you know. You know, that's been done, and Waterworld was great, but, you know, that backdrop, just the ocean all the time, just, you know, after 3.5 hours, 3 hours, kind of drove down the movie a little bit on that aspect. But let me get back to the 2013. You know, if they had the right little canvas, you know, mystery land, you know, some survivors, secret maybe little societies there. Because one thing, if you go over to the 2012 official website, if you go into what is the IHC, the International Human Continuum, Institute for Human Continuity, excuse me. Now they've added a lot of they've added almost like this make believe, you know, fictional government type, you know, background to the story of 2012, which is makes it kind of interesting. And that's what I wonder when Roland Emmerich and some of the people from the film, with the work they've done to put in the background, if some of this is not what's being, you know, projected as a possible TV series. Because there is this, if you go to the website and you get into there under the experience and you start reading some of the fictional, some of this background information that they've got, you know, for continuing, you know, human existence, you know, with well, let me just read the initiative. This is interesting right here. This is what the IHC says. Since 1978, the IHC has split its organizational capabilities into initiatives based around research, preparation, and long-term survival. Although we allocate the majority of our monetary resources to our comprehensive colonization and escape efforts, the IHC initiatives also look well into the future to see beyond the coming turmoil of 2012. The IHC claims to provide future generations with the cultural traditions that civilization has for so many years embraced. Now, that's pretty interesting. So, I mean, if you have these elements going into the TV show, I think it really could work. I mean, at least believable. I mean, obviously, the post-apocalyptic genre itself, the apocalyptic genre or the post-fiction world, in your deepest percent, is a reflection of the possibility of, you know, there could be a, you know, role in day or some of whatever, from whatever, you know, source, but it's always, you know, a possibility, you know. And I think I love that some of these elements they put in here, the website, and what I'm saying basically, if they use some of this, I think it could make for an interesting, you know, 2013, you know, with some band of survivors that maybe have a little head start because of, you know, since the 1970s, they've been planning and building maybe a facility or something in order to, you know, to maintain, say, you know, a couple of hundred survivors or such. And then obviously, you know, yeah, they would be, there would only be so many survivors left in the world. It'd be interesting, though, even because this land or wherever they survive, there would obviously be other survivors from other different initiatives. So anyhow, I don't want to get too much down in here, but we don't know, obviously, any of the details of what's being talked about other than, you know, Roland Emmerich has pitched this and ABC apparently listening. And my observation was basically looking at the website and looking at some of the things that they've been, you know, like I said, the content that they're providing here with this, you know, Human Continuity Institute gives it a little bit of background and a little bit of something in the future that they could probably, you know, base a TV show on. And, you know, obviously, you know, being in a post-apocalyptic show, it has to have each show has to be on a really interesting subject also. It doesn't necessarily have to be every episode about survival and, you know, where we're going to find the next piece of food or water. You know, obviously, in a good show, you know, you will have those elements that you're always looking, you know, the survival, desperation aspect, but also some of the human elements also, you know, the people that survived, the law and order aspect, leadership, how is your society plan on moving forward, what types of cultures are going to embrace or non-embrace, laws that they also you know, what laws they will, you know, enforce. There's just so many different little tidbits and interesting things that I would like to see, hopefully someday in a post-apocalyptic show here in America. Obviously, you know, I talk about survivors, and I think that's probably the only complete probably type of post-apocalyptic series out there. And matter of fact, I'm going to talk just a little bit about that real quick. And that is basically I have the third episode of Survivors Gone Away on YouTube. And as I said before, I'm going to upload one episode each week, and hopefully we'll have the first season. I have it all uploaded to YouTube here in the next month or two. Hopefully without too much of a hitch. There's always, you know, there's the issue of maybe some copyright issue. But I don't know. Since the 1970s, I've looked at YouTube. A lot of the shows, that, especially from, you know, that are up from the 70s and earlier, they seem to remain up there. So hopefully this will. And I get a lot of positive feedback that have seen the series before, and they were glad, you know, really enjoy watching again. So again, I've got episode 3. You can go to the Blog Talk Radio website. You'll see the link there on the page, and you'll see the first clip of the first clip of episode 3 right there. Also, I believe that's pretty much do it. There's also a little viral clip there that's promoting 2012. It's great. I definitely recommend check this out on the Blog Talk. It's Charlie Frost. It's on the thisistheend.com. thisistheend.com website, and that's www.thisistheend.com. It's a hilarious little program that Woody Harrelson does. His character Charlie Frost apparently is set for the apocalypse, and he's explaining and answering the apocalypse. It's 2012, and answering questions from fans and viewers of his blog, and it's just very funny. Definitely check that out if you get a moment. You'll really enjoy that. That's going to really do it here for this week. Again, next Tuesday you'll be back, and I guess that'll be on the 17th. As we get really, that's a week right before the road. Next week, next week and the week after are going to be dedicated to the road. So whatever is happening, I'm going to spend 20 minutes at least just talking about the book, the movie, the website, the man, the boy, you know, the old man, you know, the thief, you know, you don't have to, you know, the cannibals, the hunter. I mean, there's not, you know, one thing the road does, it makes it pretty simple as far as talking about as a movie, because it's pretty straightforward, you know, what you have to deal with. And anyhow, that is definitely what we'll be doing next week, or I'll be doing next week and the week after, concentrating on the road. And obviously, while it comes out, we got, November 25th, we'll be starting, premiering, and right here Thanksgiving. I'm already looking to get my tickets, and to the midnight showing, I will get out there probably one of the first. I probably won't wait. 2012, I'd probably get out there, definitely go see this. I'm going to wait, though, at least after this weekend, let that the rush crowd. I know there's going to be a lot of young people, and there's going to probably be a lot of packed seats for 2012 this weekend. So, but I'd like to do a little post review of the movie next week, perhaps, on 2012, and any more discussion about any other post-apocalyptic news. Well, I appreciate you listening to the show, and I'll be back next week. And thanks for listening to the Aftermath Show.